sang that song a second time. Right? When we unloaded the burdens, didn't we feel different? I don't know. Am I the only one that felt different during that second time versus the first time? Like, you know, you're just releasing stuff, right? There's a holdback sometimes that we face, and the Lord doesn't want us to be holding back, right? So, I Exalt Thee was the last song you sang before I made you go back. Well, no, that wasn't it. Was that the last song? That was the last song, right? So, at yesterday's men's conference when we had worship, that's what they started with. And it really set the tone. It really set the tone for where, didn't it, Glenn? Didn't it seem like it set the tone? It just really opened up some things. Bob was there, right, Bob? It set the tone, didn't it? It's just amazing how words have impact. Words have impact. And they only have impact if you believe it. If you believe it. If you don't believe it, Jesse was talking about it, like, he's gone to Christian concerts where the band sounded incredible, but the spirit wasn't moving. And then he went to other concerts where the bands technically sounded, if you know that technical stuff, not great. But the spirit was there. So we always want to have a heart of spirit. And he was saying, and I agree with him, it depends on who's in the crowd. Where's the connection with God, with the people who's in the crowd, and forget the people on the stage. It's the connection, and he's right. It's our hearts, whether we're open to the Spirit or we're distracted from the Spirit. It's amazing. Joe and Sylvia says, I'm on my way up today to church, and my phone's ringing, and I answer the phone, and I'm like, hello? And Sylvia's like, hello? And she thought I was calling her, but she had called me. And she didn't know she called me. So I'm like, okay. Well, and she tells me, like, listen, we were coming up to church, and when we drove out, they saw some red on the ground from their car. And so it was leaking something. Not a good idea to drive if your car's leaking something, right? So she said, they pulled back in, and then they called Marie. Was it Marie? Called Marie and, asked her, who was already at church, to come down and get him. And so she went down and got him, and here they are. That is motivation. She said, I did not want to miss church. That is staying motivated. That is staying motivated. And that's what this message is. Stay motivated. We had some incredible sharing last week, huh? Did anybody learn something last week? Maybe about each other? Maybe about some different scriptures on how to battle? Anybody? Anybody learn anything? Was it useless? Was it a good exercise?
I was on Zoom and we couldn't hear any of it.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Zoom thing is really driving me nuts. But good news, we're trying to do it. So we had a situation where I tried a different system and it didn't work very good, just like the other system. And so we're trying another system this Friday. This one I think is going to work out better. So we'll be hopefully there. So if anybody needs, if you were on Zoom and you want to see some scriptures, this is the list of scriptures that we discussed last week. It was crazy amount of scriptures. And you can also go onto the podcast and you can listen to it that way a little bit. It's probably not as clear there either, but it's better than nothing. So anyways, we talked about a lot of different situations, right? And people, things that they faced in the past. We heard about some tragedies, abuses. We heard about fears. We heard about recognition of God's ability to intervene. And it's funny because as I get closer to God, I can see His hand at work more. It is so bizarre to me, because my little brain can't handle this stuff, to see where I can see God intervening in situations throughout my life. And they're getting smaller and smaller, and I'm like, God, you're there. You're doing this. And I'm recognizing it. And it's mind-blowing. When you start to recognize every little detail, every little detail that God is involved in, it's mind-blowing. So we talked about that, right? Randy talked about that, right? Intervening and protecting us from some tragedies. In that case, it was about tragedies. But I'm talking about God's hand at work all the time. Every little thing. The men's conference didn't go the way it was supposed to go. People were sick. Speakers were sick. But it went the way God wanted it to go. And that's the way it worked out. And it probably worked out better than the things that we planned ahead of time. You know? Actually, I can say, if God was the one involved, it did work out better. I may not have known that which way it would have been or not been, but if His hand was involved, it worked out better. And His hand was involved. We heard about confessions of strongholds and attitudes right in front of people. Right in front of people. You want to free yourself? Confess. My goodness. There is nothing more freeing. You confess in front of somebody, a friend or a church family or anywhere. You want to free yourself and be bold and bolden? Boy, confession gives you strength. Gives you strength. Gives me strength. It's crazy. You don't have to carry that weight around with you all the time. Glenn talked about that yesterday at the men's thing. You know, he felt like he was weighted down. And then he went to a men's breakfast and unweighted himself.
Forgiveness.
Wow. Forgiveness. What a blessing. And every time we do this, it's quite a bold act we're doing. Because in this world, it wants to tear you down. It wants to tear me down. And it takes boldness to push against that. And say, you're not going to tear me down. You're not going to deter me. I got a greater God. I got a God that sacrificed His Son. For me to be free. So it can't hold me back. The only way we get held back is by our own little minds. Holding us back. Fear of man. Fear of man holds us back. And we should have a fear of God more than man. Bold. That was bold for people to share that. And in the future, we're going to be doing that again. Because what happened after is people came up and said, you know, I wanted to say something, but so many people said something, and it's just a long time, and I didn't want to feel like I was going to burden people and add to the length of the time that people were sharing. And they went to Steve, and they went to me, and they told their stories. And so there's going to be an opportunity, and we're going to see where God kind of leads that when that opens up. But He's going to do it again. I can feel it. And I hope for more boldness. I pray for more boldness. As we change the culture of our church, joy instead of duty, it will continue to be important to know each other better and be able to share our battles. There's no shame. We're all messed up. There's no better mess up than anybody else's better mess up. Everybody's messed up. We have mess ups. We struggle. There's no shame in that. The only thing that's shameful is you holding on to it and harming yourself. And the second part of the sharing last week was utilizing Scripture to battle these past hurts, situations and strongholds. Iron sharpening iron. We talked about that. We heard a multitude of scriptures. I just showed you how many. It's incredible. That we use for all kinds of situations. The scriptures chosen to battle with came from our past and how we view God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Some people searched out their own scriptures to battle with. And others had friends, family members, give them those scriptures to battle with when they told those people the situation that they were in. If they don't tell the people the situation they're in, guess what? They don't get to hear those scriptures, and they don't get to battle with those scriptures. Can you see how God works and has given us power when we release stuff? Some people battled with that scripture for the moment. Some for extended time. Some continue to battle with scripture from years ago. And they repeat it. They repeat it so that they don't forget. I repeat mine so I don't forget. I don't want to go back in the same patterns. I don't want to go back into the same strongholds. So I got to repeat them. There's power in that. Scriptures that people clung to that helped them get through and overcome great difficulties. God's word is powerful. And you know what? We underutilize that. We underutilize it. He's telling us, utilize it more. You want power? Grab the scriptures. That's where the power is. The message God gave me early on in this week was though we have overcome so much in our lifetime, and we will face more trying times in the future, on a personal level, on a national level, on a world level, we got things coming at us. We got things coming at us. And we have more attitudes and strongholds that we need to battle ahead of time. So that we're prepared. We're in a better place. We're rooted on firm surface. And we need to stay motivated. We need to stay motivated. What happens is we can go to a men's conference and get pumped up. Think we did something great, we're pumped up, and then a couple weeks later, we lose our motivation. It's all done. We can go to men's breakfasts, hear a great testimony, talk about great things. It's great for a day or two, and then we lose our motivation. Or maybe we can come and confess some attitudes and strongholds here at church and think like, wow, that was great of me, and I'm all done. I did a great thing, and I lose motivation. And the Lord is saying, don't lose motivation. Through any circumstance, anything you've accomplished, don't lose motivation. Anything that you're held down by, don't lose motivation. Stay strong in the Lord. Keep moving forward. Don't be satisfied with where we're at. There are more things to prepare for. Malcolm's going to be starting a Bible study on Revelation in April. And it's important to know the signs of what is ahead of us. If and when that particular time comes in our lifetime. So we will be prepared. It's important, right? But the most important thing we can do, more important than stocking up on food, More important than having silver, more important than having bullets, more important than other things that we feel on this earth in order to survive, is for that time period, or any other time period, is to be spiritually prepared. Be spiritually prepared. Because we don't know the time or season. And nothing drives me nuts more than people are coming out and saying, I got a message from God saying on May 22nd of 2006 that's when the tribulation is going to start and everything's going to go downhill from here and we're going to be in the end times. And then May 22nd comes, 2006, and we go through it and nothing happens. Right? And everybody's saying like, we need to be prepared for May 22nd, 2006. No, we need to be prepared 2001, 2002, 2003, spiritually prepared, being rooted in Christ all the time. You wanna fend off the end times? Have the Holy Spirit leading every moment of your day. Because that is who's gonna guide you the best on how to navigate those times. Spiritually rooted. That's the most important thing. You're gonna run out of bullets. You're gonna run out of food. If this goes 7 years, you think you can stock up 7 years of food? You're fooling yourself. Honestly. You think you can have enough bullets to fend off everybody who's coming to get you because you have food? You're fooling yourself. Spiritually rooted. Leaning into God. Staying motivated every day so that you can be prepared. And if he tells you, go get food for a week, you go get food for a week. And if he tells you to get something else, then go get something else. But listen to him. And the best way to listen to him is to be connected the most you can to him. Everything else can be run out, be stolen. You can even become the target for attack by being prepared. Can you believe that? I see it on movies all the time, right? The prepared person, here comes all the people trying to get their stuff. So the most important thing is being spiritually grounded. Being well grounded, being strongly rooted, led by the Holy Spirit leading, having scriptures ready to battle with for all situations. That can never be taken away. Nobody can take that away from you. It's amazing. And we will never be misled if we're connected to the Holy Spirit. We will be prepared to face great turmoil in our lifetime on this earth. We face some tough tragedies, don't we? This week I was bringing a message about motivation and I got pounded. I got pounded all over the place. And the reason I could stand here is because I keep leaning into God.
The whole armor of God.
The whole armor of God. That's how we withstand the bullets coming at us. It's always funny that when you bring and prepare a message, like, it's an attack all the time. It's weird. It's weird. And God allows that. God allows that. Are you being truthful, Reggie? Are you just saying words to the congregation? Or are you in it to win it? If we get ourselves spiritually ready today, then when we face situations, which could include the tribulation, we will not only be stronger to handle the tough times, make wise decisions, but also stepping outside of ourselves, being capable of helping others physically, mentally, and spiritually along the way. What happens when we get attacked? We get consumed with ourselves. We get consumed with ourselves. I do. Woe is me. I'm in a bad place. But really, if I'm rooted in Christ, I can still help others in my bad situation.
Numbers.
All about numbers. We can help people in our bad situations. You can't do that if you lose your motivation and aren't grounded. The more desperate the world gets, and it's getting more desperate. I hear stories, I'm talking to people all the time, and they are hurting. It's a lot of hurt. It's a lot of hurt in the world right now. They need people who can help them through that. And we need to be the example of that. If Christ is living in us, then we got to show people that. God is preparing us for all that's coming our way. He is right now. He always has. This isn't new. He wants us prepared. We just don't listen. Not always. Not as much as we should. And he wants that so we don't get depressed, so we don't get fearful, angry, jaded, lose faith when it comes, when we're facing trying times. Anybody here jaded? I am jaded. This world has jaded me. And I don't like it. I have thoughts and perceptions in my mind because I get frustrated with the situations that are going on in this world. I'm jaded. And God doesn't want me there. Because you know what happens is when I'm jaded, I make different decisions than if I wasn't. I make different decisions. I step away. I pull back. I don't want to deal with it anymore. So therefore, I don't want to deal with people. That's not where God wants us. God wants us in the thick of darkness, shining a light. He's building us up spiritually. He is saying, don't give up. Keep our foot on the gas and stay motivated. Don't push the brake. This is not the time to push the brake. Keep evolving and growing for good. Keep evolving. Keep changing. Don't be afraid of what He has for you. He has a path that He knows that He wants you to take. Don't be afraid of that path when it steps out of your comfort zone. God is calling us to duty. How are we going to accept that call to duty? Joshua 1:7. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Why observe the law? So that you can prosper wherever you go. Why is it important to press into the high calling? So that we can prosper. He cares for us. He loves us. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Not 10 minutes a day. Not just when you wake up. Not just when you go to bed. Day and night. It should be in your foreknowledge, not in your back of the head, right? That you may observe to according to all that is written in it. For then, there's that crazy word then, you will make your prosperous, your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. Then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For why? The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. All the time. All the time he is with us. Wherever we go. Whenever we are alone in this world, we are never alone. When your friends aren't calling you, when your family ain't calling you, when you're feeling lonely, you are never alone. That's amazing. When God hasn't given you a spouse to be with you, you're never alone. When my brother's all by himself at home, he is never alone. Those are strong words. Do you believe those words? It's hard for us to really accept that sometimes, isn't it? It really is. We're going through great difficulties, and we feel alone when we're going through those great difficulties. But a lot of that is in our mind. It's not the reality. It's not the reality. He is with us all the time. And how do I know that? First, it says it. But I know every time I feel like that, and I pursue him, he is there. He talks to me. Yeah, I'm crazy. God talks to me. We can't say that, right? Like, ooh, he's crazy. God talks to me. I don't even understand how he does it. He talks to me. I'm not afraid to say that. I remember somebody saying to me, one of my friends, he says, George Bush one time went on TV and said he talks to God. He's crazy. No, he is not. He's not. He's blessed. He's blessed. But you got to understand, the outside world doesn't understand that. They don't understand this communication thing. So we look crazy to them. And that's okay. That's okay. What we do is pray for them so that they can be crazy like us. Right? Hebrews 12:1, kind of going along with this. This is like God just kind of like gave me these scriptures. It's crazy. They just kind of all linked up. It was weird. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight What is a cloud of witnesses? What is it? It's angels, right? It's angels. It's a cloud of witnesses. Right? It's a cloud of witnesses. Hebrews 12:1. So you're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
That cloud of witnesses is also the people who have told us about God and died and gone to heaven.
And gone to heaven, correct. Right.
Heroes of faith.
Yeah. Heroes of faith. Angels, heroes of faith. There's like three or four different definitions of that. But they're a cloud of witnesses. They're there helping us. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance. Endurance. Right? Endurance. That means you have to sustain. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's a marathon. And there's different training that goes with a sprint than there is a marathon. Right? Endurance, persistence, time. Run with endurance the race that is set before us. Who said it before us? God said it before us. Looking onto Jesus. Right? Who are you going to look to? Jesus. It's all spelled out. It's crazy, right? It's all spelled out. Looking onto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. The joy, and he endured the cross. Despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Let's not tire. Let's not give up. Let's not stop trying to grow in the Lord. Endurance. Fortitude. Grounded. Look into him all day and night. How can you do that? It can happen. It can happen. I'm working on people and I'm praying at the same time. At the same time. And I have joy through that process. I'm joking around, right? All the time. That's through the Lord. That's not me. Because I was anxious and depressed and scared. So it doesn't make any sense that I live this way. The only way it makes sense is the Lord made me this way. Let's stay motivated. Not only because we are called to, right? So we are called to be motivated. But let's not just set on that, say, well, the Lord's telling me to be motivated, I gotta stay motivated. No. Don't think of it as a sense of duty, because we love the Lord and we want to honor him. That's where the motivation comes from. Do you love the Lord? That's a question we have to ask ourselves. Do I really love the Lord? Do I really believe what he did for me? Do I really believe he rose from the dead? And if you do love him, then we should have a sense, like your parents, you want to honor them. You want to honor them. And I want to honor the Lord. Not because I have to, because I want to. Those are two different things.
He gives us that choice.
He gives us a choice all the time. And you can choose to, or you can choose not to. So I want to honor Him. And I want to worship Him. And I want to bring in a pleasing aroma to Him. Pancakes. Pancake breakfast. April Fool's Day. Perfect.
That's
no joke, and it will be pancakes. It's not going to be something. Right, okay.
Yeah, you
got to
have those pancakes.
He has given us this life for this time period. He didn't make a mistake. He knew He was planting us during this time period. He knew what was going to be going on in the world. He isn't surprised by that. He knows it. He's given us this life. And He died for us, not only for this life, but to have eternal life. Thank you. Amen.
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 Right? He made us for this time period. He put us in this life. And now, He's given us another gift. Another gift of salvation, eternal life. God is good. So no matter what we suffer, whatever we go through, what the trials we face today and tomorrow and the next day, eternal life. This life is this big. I said this yesterday, right? It's just this big. And eternal life is forever. It's forever. What a gift. What a gift. And if we receive a gift, then sometimes it's good for us to return a gift. And how do we return a gift? It's to share with other people that same gift. Share it. Share the gift. What more could we ask for? How much more do you want? How much more do I want? That is everything. That's everything. Searching for God's purpose in us. Pursuing righteousness. When it seems impossible, don't ever give up. Stay motivated. Look for opportunities to change ourselves. Look for opportunities to help others. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Whose work?
The Lord's.
The Lord's. Don't create work for yourself for creating work. The Lord's work. What He's telling in your heart. That's what you're pursuing. Right? Claude got this message. He's pursuing something different because the Lord told him, you need to pursue something different. You did your time. You were faithful to me. And now I have something else for you. He's listening to the Lord. He could have just stayed on and said, hey, I gotta help these guys out. But he didn't because the Lord told him, you need to step back and focus on something else. Amen. That's what we're all meant to do. We're all meant to do that. Stop trying to manufacture things in our own head to puff our own selves up. That's not what we're meant to do. Follow the Lord. Knowing that your labor, if you're following the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It's not for nothing. Whenever you're doing God's will, it's not for nothing. Even when you don't see the outcome that you expect, it doesn't mean you're doing it for nothing. Because you don't see the long range. We don't see what God sees. So don't ever say, well, that was useless. Maybe it wasn't the Lord that told me to do this. Don't think like that. If you really feel like the Lord told you to do something, and you did it, and you didn't see the outcome that you thought you were going to see, doesn't matter. It's not in vain. It's not in vain. Something good is going to come out of that. You may never see it. You're doing God's will. You're not doing Reggie's will. You're doing God's will. And it's not in vain. Work for the Lord sometimes may feel like it may appear for nothing sometimes. But it is never for nothing. Sometimes it's for things we can't see. Sometimes it is for the future. Sometimes it is for after we die and are in heaven. Some of the things we're going through here on this earth is preparing us for what's to come in heaven. It's never for nothing. James 1:12 says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. Endures. That tells me right there, it's tough. Because if it's not tough, you don't have to endure it. It comes easy. It comes easy. So temptation comes. That's not an easy thing to avoid. It's not. But he's calling us to endure it. Push through it. Fend it off with some scriptures. Fend it off with some prayer. Endure it. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life. The crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Where do we receive the crown of these crowns that we speak of? In heaven. So we're not going to see it right now. We're going to see it later. It's in heaven. We don't see it right now. But you know what? It's coming. And I want those crowns. Do you want the crown of life?
Yes.
I hope so. I hope so. I want the crown of life. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, do not lose heart. Do not lose heart. Repeat it. Do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing. Who here is getting older? We all are. I hate to share this. We're all getting older. We're perishing minute by minute. By minute. By minute. Do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Amen.
Amen.
The inward man is being renewed day by day. And every day we have opportunity. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it can feel like a lifetime, but in reality, it's a moment. Is working for us far more exceedingly, far more exceedingly, and eternal weight of glory. Far more exceeding, not exceedingly. Exceeding an eternal weight of glory. Eternal weight of glory. Eternal is how long? A long, long time. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. He's telling us right there. You're not going to see everything. But we're working for the unseen. You're not going to see it. He tells us everything in this book. It's mind-blowing, isn't it? He tells us. We just don't pay attention to it sometimes.
It's the best manual for life.
It's the best manual for life. Thank you, Jerry. It's the best manual for life. For the things which are seen are temporary. How many times we see good things happen and only to be disappointed later on when it didn't happen, when they turn back on it? It's temporary. It's for a moment sometimes. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Heaven is eternal. It's eternal. We don't have to see everything. We can be satisfied knowing that the Lord is leading us. And we're trying to be obedient. We're going to fail. It's a high standard. But we want to keep pursuing. We want to continue to be motivated to try and try again. Don't lose motivation. Stay motivated. When we do good and no one notices. Anybody ever do that? Ever do something good and not a single person notice? And then you ever do something good and then somebody unjustly come and attack you? Has that ever happened? It's happened to me. You do something good and they don't view it as good. And they come and attack you. And they make you cry. Right? They make you cry. And sometimes they'll even steal the credit for what you did. And you know what? Good for them. Who cares? Stay motivated to do good. Despite that. God knows. And we aren't meant to show credit anyways. We aren't meant to show credit. Right? When we claim and take credit, we're taking something away.
You've been rewarded.
You got your reward. Somebody says, hey, great job, Reggie. There's my reward. Okay. Great. I just lost something up at the heavenly realms. Wonderful. I'm glad you said, good job, Reggie. Right? But even when those things happen and you do good and no one notices, or if somebody attacks you, keep doing good. Don't get jaded and be deterred. That's the enemy. Don't be deterred. When terrible situations are coming at us, stay motivated and keep and continue to look for opportunities to continue God's work. Stay motivated. Stay motivated. When terrible situations are coming at us, stay motivated. Continue to look for opportunities to do God's work. You're being attacked? You say, I'm going to look for an opportunity. I'm going to look for an opportunity. You want to slap the devil in the face? Do that. That's slapping the devil in the face. Stay motivated. When it seems God is distant and not listening or helping us, stay motivated and continue to pursue Him. and learn about him. So you feel distant. You feel like that connection is not as strong as it has been. Maybe you're like, where are you, God, in the midst of this turmoil? Stay motivated. Read more. Listen more. Pray more. Meditate more. Journal more. Stay motivated. When the enemy is knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking, tempting us, tempting us, tempting us, stay motivated. Continue to battle with Scripture, with prayer, with confession to close friends or family so that they can come along the side of us and battle with us. Stay motivated. When people are mocking us and laughing at our belief, which is happening more and more all the time. You ever notice that all of a sudden on all the TV shows, the Christian person is the psycho person? I was watching a show the other night, and a lady had, her son had died. She was a Christian lady, and she was keeping him alive, and kidnapping other kids to take their blood or organs or something like that. She was a nurse, and she was a Christian lady using Scripture to justify her actions. That's portraying Christians as kooky, as psychotic. And that is happening on more and more shows I watch, where the Christian looks terrible. Bad people. Diabolical. And that's what the world wants to do. And we have to know that. But we need to stay motivated through it. So, when they're laughing at us, mocking at us, telling stories about us that aren't true, stay motivated. And show them love and compassion while continuing to confess the truth. I'm not going to quiet down. As a Christian believer, a believer in Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead, because you think I'm crazy for that. I'm going to love on you. I'm going to help you. But you're not going to change my thoughts on this. I'm firm. I'm grounded. So stay motivated. Dear Lord, I just lift up every person here. We all have our struggles and our battles today. We're facing difficult times, situations. We've overcome great things, but there's more to be done. I pray that we look outside of ourselves all the time and look at others, situations, the hurt, and we reach them without bending on the truth. Without bending on the truth. I'm there for them. I love my enemy, but I'm not going to bend on the truth. Give us courage, because this doesn't come natural to us. We get fatigued. We get tired. I was exhausted this week. Give us motivation, strength, power, sound mind. Touch us. Build us up. Help us to be a force. A force for you. Bringing you glory. Worshiping you with our hands up. Surrendering our own worries about what people are thinking about us. I care about what you have for us. We care for that. And I pray that this church continues to grow, doesn't get tired, doesn't get weary. That we stay strong in our faith. That we fight the good fight. That we get to the end of time and you say, well done, good and faithful servant. All for you, Jesus. You gave us everything. You gave us everything. You sacrificed. You came back. We're not doubting Thomas's. We believe you. I don't have to touch your hand to believe that. I don't have to touch the side. I believe you with everything I got. And I pray that every person in here is in the same boat. Amen.
Amen.
Let's play that song. I got this is just a song to kind of fortify it. A little Jeremy Camp song, a little bit older.